If I asked you, who are you? You may tell me your name, your age, where you're from, but that's all demographic. You know, I want to know who you are, you know, how you are, your strengths, your weaknesses, you know, what you like, what you don't like. It's similar to the question, tell me about yourself, that we, some of us anyway, find it so difficult to answer. What would you say if I asked you, who are you? Can you answer this? Many of us cannot, because we do not know ourselves, simply. And the answer to this question is also ever-changing. And why? Because we are ever-changing. We are ever-growing. We are always learning, whether it is reading knowledge or through life experiences, even through small trivial things that we may not even pay conscious attention to. So the question really should be, who are you in this moment? If you can answer this question, or when you are able to answer this, it can benefit you in so many different ways and directions of life. Because once you know who you are, there's an element of certainty. Certainty of, or even within, the self. And this can help your self-confidence, you know, your self-esteem. And that is a very important part of the self in terms of relieving anxieties as well, getting over fears. So knowing yourself, you know, what you like, what you don't like, what you enjoy, what angers you, what calms you, you know, what your morals are, what your values are, and so on. A way to find out who you are is to pay attention and to notice and to be aware of how you react and how you respond to certain events. And these are usually in social situations. Now, we are social beings and we should utilize this gift that we have of communication. And we should use it in our process of, in this process anyway, of helping fill these gaps, these holes that we have in our personality. So using social situations to understand the way we react, to be able to know how we are and who we are. So finding ourselves should begin from the start, right? At our beginning. And a general kind of psychological, or actually it's becoming quite a common view, is that our childhood experiences mixed with our genes, you know, genetics, makes us who we are, you know, our personality. Some people don't like to think about their pasts, whilst others have forgotten. And that's in quotes, forgotten. Now, this could be because as children, when we experienced some intense emotions and we weren't able to kind of release them and be comforted, you know, these emotions and these experiences become repressed. They become repressed in our unconscious and throughout our lives, there's a lot of conflict, you know, a lot of internal conflicts of the mind that we may not have been able to internally manage, and then they become repressed over time, layer by layer. Part of our life path or part of our life journey is to uncover and peel back each layer. It sounds easy, but those who are going through this or have tried to go through this, you know, they understand it is a very difficult process, because when you think about it, these unconscious layers have been formed over your childhood years, each of them with their own defense mechanism. Therefore, it would make sense for it to take a long time to peel back these layers that are so ingrained within us. But here we have to remind ourselves that it may seem overwhelming, but we actually do have so much time. Again, time. We tend to give time a meaning, and we should not let time define our way of life. I can't tell you what to do. I can't give you a step-by-step guide of how to figure yourself out, how to get to know yourself. I can only, you know, point you in the right direction. You know, we are all individuals. We grow our own way. You know, no two fingerprints are the same. This is a journey of the self that you can do alone. The result is knowing oneself, you know, being able to answer, who are you? We are not perfect. We will not discover, you know, only good things. We will also discover our flaws, and we'll be able to recognize them. And recognition is the first step to change. Now, giving up our rigid mindsets, our defense mechanisms, you know, our set ways, it's very hard, but we have to be open to letting things happen and adjusting to them. You cannot get rid of the past, but you can grow and you can develop other aspects of yourself to compensate for it. Change is a choice. Choosing to react or to behave in a certain way, you know, this is our freedom that we have of choice. Changing our perceptions, changing how we see things, because our perceptions are really what we generate within ourselves to see the outside world. So the outside world is reality, right? And our perception is the way that we react to the world. Yet we forget that the inside world and the outside world, you know, it's one. You know, we are one with everything around us. We are one with the universe. We are literally miniature versions of the universe, as with everything else in the natural world. So ask yourself, who am I in this moment? And allow your curiosity to help you discover your meaning of yourself.